This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one who holds to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Coming to you live from the sunny, U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, here in the bunker today. And, I'm glad to be alive. I've had a rough couple of days. The last couple of days, had to go to the hospital for some gallbladder issues. But God is good. I'm having to eat grass and give up some things that I like to eat. But God is still good and preserving me in that. And boy, some of the blessings that follow that is your kids coming around and hugging you and telling you they love you and making some good apple cake that I can eat, which doesn't have the things in it that I can't have. So I'm very thankful for that, and glad to be with you. I'm glad Bradley has given me the opportunity today to fill in for him. So if you're looking for Bradley, he's off today doing some things, and I'm just going to host the show for today and fill you in on a couple of things. I'm sure you have been inundated ad nauseum with the whole James Comey testimony. I mean, we didn't learn anything new in that. In fact, he reiterated over and over that though he has a gut feeling, which really amounts to nothing without any evidence of, you know, some kind of underhanded or something wrong with Mr. Trump, he also went ahead and said he was not the subject of a personal investigation. There are questions about why Trump really fired him and this, that, and the other. But, you know, here's the fact of the matter. Yesterday, it was noted that the Trump campaign, the lady who spearheaded that, Kellyanne Conway, had said most of Washington hates James Comey. Well, that depends on which side you're on of who he's investigating. Because Democrats used to hate him, now they love him. And, a lot of Republicans are sort of against him, despite what they say as, quote-unquote, being respectful of him with things. And so I had time while I was in the hospital yesterday to watch a good majority of the hearings. And, again, I really didn't see anything new as far as was coming out. I think that there's just questionable things when you have a man who's already come out and said what he said about Hillary Clinton, them discovering that, yes, she violated law, but isn't encouraging his superiors to go after her and prosecute her, who are in the DOJ, the Justice Department. So that right there just throws up a red flag to me, the fact that he's had Clinton defense contractor ties that have earned him millions of dollars. You know, he might be a upstanding guy, but there's just a lot of stuff that makes me suspicious of the whole thing that's going on there. I think this entire Russian collusion is a problem. Look, if you're wanting to go after Trump, there are other things you can go after him for that are unconstitutional. And I've specifically mentioned actions in Syria. I would say even that in North Korea, he has no congressional authorization to use the military in that fashion. We're not under attack or any of the other. And some people may disagree with me with that, and I would just ask you, where in the Constitution is that given that authority given to him? Because he doesn't become commander-in-chief, according to the Constitution, until the military is called up in the service of the United States, and that happens by Congress. So if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I'll be happy to take your call on that. 1-866-582-9933. We're open. Our phone lines are open if you want to call in, and we can discuss some of that. Otherwise, we'll stick to the topic or two that we're going to cover today. Just a couple of things. If you want to check out Sons of Liberty Media.com or Sons of Liberty Radio.com, if you're looking for us online. And also on Facebook, you can find us at Sons of Liberty Media and Sons of Liberty Radio, as well as you can pick up Bradley on Twitter at BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on Twitter. That's Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean1 on Twitter. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we've got a couple of stories up today. Of course, I was out on Wednesday. I got like three up before I just had to go. I was in so much pain. But we got some things up yesterday when I got home. Also some things up today. Again, one of the articles is Democrats are hoping this is Watergate, but in reality, Comey's testimony turned out to be a huge nothing burger, and that's exactly what it was. Nothing new came out. People who were, you know, entrenched in their particular things, and you could see this in their questioning. You see in the line of questioning from Republicans and Democrats, they all chose their sides based on what they were questioning. There were only a couple of guys who actually seemed like they were asking questions that would be maybe even somewhat opposed to their side's overall opinion of what was going on. And but clearly the vice chairman of that committee thinks there's something going on. You could tell it in his questioning and how he was questioning it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Watch man almost dies when he shoots a refrigerator full of explosives. Now, I'm going to tell you, when I watched the video last night with my boys, I watched it and I said, wow, that was pretty tough. And then I rewound it and I said, it looks kind of like it's fake. And of course, there's some people who've said, yeah, this is fake. But there was another video of a guy shooting a lawnmower full of Tannerite. And that's just, it's an explosive that you can shoot. And depending on how much you have there that you actually hit, determines how big the explosion is. Well, this guy was down, I think he was down in Georgia, put the article out a year or two ago. And he got right up on this lawnmower that was full of Tannerite. And, I mean, you know, you can't fix stupid people. You really can't. But he shot this thing, and part of it flew back and nearly took his leg off. We don't need bans on Tannerite. We need people who have some common sense about dealing with explosives in any nature, and firearms and knives and any other article, utensil, whatever they're going to use, equipment that they're going to use, they need to be educated on it. But I don't think that we government mandate those things. And there are some people talking about government banning Tannerite. I don't think that we ought to be doing that. I think that we just need to train people as best we can and teach them and educate them so they don't be stupid. Whether that's a real video or a fake one, that's where we need to go with things. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Fez dropped bombshell. Up to 100 girls may have had their genitals cut in Michigan. This is in adherence to Sharia law. The more these Muslims come in, the more they're going to bring that culture in. Now, look, you may say, well, doesn't the Bible call for circumcision? Yes, it's a foreskin issue. It's also there's a cleanliness, not just in the issue of ceremonial, but there is a health issue there. But doing what they do to the girls is not that at all. Look, on the other side of the break, we'll cover a couple more stories on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and then we're going to get into the latest issue on the Bunny Ranch case. So stick with us.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. All right, we're going to talk about a couple of stories that are out today. First, I want to let you know Bradley's new article is up, The 10 Things the American People Have Learned from History, the Problem, and the Answer. You can find that at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Two stories I want to talk to you about today. One is the latest issue coming up in the Bundy Ranch case. As you recall, there was round one of defendants being tried in Nevada in the Bundy Ranch case. And in that, there were six guys. Two of them were found guilty on some of the charges they were charged with. One was found guilty on like eight counts. The other guy was found guilty on two. And the prosecution couldn't make their case really for any of the other charges on the other four. Additionally, they couldn't make the case for conspiracy with any of them. That was their biggest charges. There were two conspiracy charges there. They couldn't make the case. The jury, actually, I can, you know, and in one of the articles I actually put down and showed you the voter or the juror cards that they had, and they had marked that they were not guilty. And they had been marked out. And why that wasn't tossed, I don't know. But the prosecution came back and said, well, we're just going to drop all the other charges against these other two guys because we got convictions on them. Well, the obvious question should be, well, then why aren't you dropping them on the others? You obviously didn't make your case to get a conviction on anything of any of the other four. And so they're not going to do that. So what they're going to do is they're looking to retry those four men, take the second round of guys, including the Bundys and Pete Santilli, And they're going to push them back instead of having a trial 30 days after that, the first trial had ended. They're going to be pushed back into September, October, almost 2 years in prison. They'll be waiting to have a trial. Okay? 2 years. Now, understand the charges that these men are facing are very similar charges, and some of them identical to those who were charged with in Oregon for taking a stand there in Oregon. And for Pete's part, all he did was report. He wasn't even allowed to be on the guys who were protesting there at the wildlife refuge. I had told him, okay, if you're not going to be a part of this, we'll let you report. We call you in with the other reporters. And so they did that. They stayed off of the wildlife refuge, and they came in when the other reporters came in. And here is Pete being arrested for what? Reporting the news. Reporting what's going on. Giving live video feeds as much as he could. Left it running 24 hours a day, except when he was being cut off, when he was being intercepted by the FBI at the time. So when I talk about this next story with Nancy Pelosi in the second half of the show, this is the attack on the Constitution. This is the attack on the rights of the citizens. This is the actions of a totalitarian government. Not necessarily what Donald Trump did or didn't do in his campaign. These are the actions of that. And you know what? Speaking to that and speaking to this issue of the press, here's Pete being locked in a prison for a year and a half now without a trial. And yet, we'll talk about it in a minute, Nancy Pelosi has the audacity to say, well, Donald Trump is attacking the press. It's one thing for him to have an opinion and say, you're putting out fake news. That's not true. I'm going to shut you down for that, as far as not giving them an opportunity to ask a question to try to trap him. That's one thing. He's not violating freedom of the press by doing these things. I'm just not going to take your question. I'll move on to somebody else. And so people have a misunderstanding of what's going on there. Nobody's being arrested for asking questions. Sadly, nobody's even being taken to court over their fake news. And some of it completely fabricated. CNN is well known for that, staging things, literally staging them, as in movie Hollywood kind of production. So that's some of the things that go on. So here are these guys. They're in Nevada. They are in prison there. And the latest thing that's went on out there, Judge Gloria Navarro. Now, understand, this lady, okay, she was an attorney. That's all she was up until 2010. And then U.S. Senator from Nevada, Harry Reid, recommended to Barack Hussein Obama, Satora Sabarka, that she be appointed as a federal judge. She's had no experience being a judge, and instead of starting locally, they want to put her in a federal position. And so that's how it went. 2010, she took office. 2014, she kept that office. This is the judge who is in, who is running the show there for the Bundy Ranch issue. Now, what is she demanding of them? Well, she wants all of the defendants to wear shackles and chains throughout their trials. Now, stop and think about that for just a moment. These men have been found guilty of no crime. They're to be presumed innocent until proven guilty. Okay? They have not engaged in any violent action at all. Nobody's tried to break out of jail. They've been voicing their opinion, surely. They've been getting out information. They've been appealing to the law and the Constitution. And that's within their rights under the First Amendment. That's to be protected. So why would you have these guys shackled in chain? You're going to have them in an orange jumpsuit too? I'll tell you why. It's to poison the well in the mind of the jurors. You see, because if you present them as though they are guilty, you're already planting the seed of their guilt in the mind of the jurors. you're creating a bias in there that doesn't need to be there. People are already biased by what they hear. And let's just take it back a step. The Democrats in Nevada decided on their own to send out hundreds of thousands of mailers that basically said Cliven Bundy was guilty. They sent out hundreds of thousands. That was poisoning the well for the jury pool. How's the man supposed to get a fair trial when you've got Democrats doing that? And yet, nobody's held account for it. Nobody. How does that work? The corruption that goes on in the state of Nevada is sickening. It really is. And so, with this claim of Judge Navarro, Pete Santilli's attorney, Chris Rasmussen, comes in and files a response to that. A motion, as it were, to let them not have their rights violated to come into court without being shackled. Okay? And the funny thing, I mean, the odd thing to me is he's citing the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, who ruled in May of this year. Now, any of you who know anything about the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals knows they're pretty liberal, okay? But I agree with their assessment of what they've said. The motion starts out, Peter Santilli hereby asserts his Fifth Amendment right to be present in court without shackles. Now, you say, well, the Fifth Amendment doesn't say anything about the shackles. No, but it does talk about a right to a speedy trial, which Rasmussen has filed a motion on. And the prosecution has said, you know, they cited Supreme Court and said, well, we could hold these guys up to 5 years before it even became an issue. We could question whether they were getting a speedy trial. Really? Does anybody think the framers had 5 years in mind before you got a trial when they wrote the Fifth Amendment? Seriously? Here's the thing. If you are arrested, in my opinion, prosecution should already be ready to take that case to court. It shouldn't take months to go to court. They should already have done their homework and be ready to present it to find you guilty. If they can't do that, they have no business arresting you. Now, here's what the ruling that Mr. Rasmussen cited from the Ninth Circuit Court says. If the government seeks to shackle a defendant, it must first justify the infringement with... Now, notice that. They use the word infringement. They're talking about infringing that defendant's rights. He hasn't been convicted. He's to be presumed innocent. They have to justify the infringement with specific security needs as to that particular defendant. You can't blanket it. You've got to do each one individually. And you've got to substantiate it. Courts must then decide whether the stated need for security outweighs the infringement on a defendant's right. Well, what's the issue with security here? Again, we're not talking about anybody who's done any violence to anybody. These guys have already been acquitted in many cases, or their charges dismissed. On the other side of the break, we'll pick it up, and then we'll take a look at what Nancy Pelosi had to say while invoking our founding fathers. Hang on.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you would like to call in any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And if you've tuned in and you're listening for Bradley Dean's voice, I'm sorry, I'm not him. He'll be back with us tomorrow for 2 hours. And so I'm filling in for him today. I'm Tim, editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And we're talking today about this latest issue that's come up in the Bundy Ranch trials. Now, you know, when Bundy Ranch was going on in 2014, this was a really big issue. It was a big issue because then it started questioning politicians' motives for these land grabs that were going on out west. This is where we got into some of the dealings of Harry Reid concerning land out there in Nevada, foreign investments, China, even Russia, and the issue of uranium. And the latest thing was Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and the selling of uranium ore, the authorization to do that to the Russians. Now, there's a reason for that. This land has a lot of resources, but look, it's clear. The Constitution says the central government can only obtain and have land for specific purposes, and they have to do it a specific way. And that's they have to go through the state legislature. Now, I had people come to me and they said, well, and this is all background for what's going on. They've said, well, Tim, look, it doesn't, the Constitution doesn't say anything about, well, what if the government purchases stuff like the Louisiana Purchase or any of this? It doesn't say. I said, okay, but what does it say? In other words, if it purchases it, once a territory becomes a state, that land is to be given over to the state to control. You understand? It's not federal land to be doing that. That's backwards from the way the Constitution reads. So one thing, if we purchased it as a country, then it needs to go back. If the Constitution doesn't say they could do it, they shouldn't be doing it. Okay? It's kind of like people who say, well, the Bible doesn't tell me I can't do this. No, but it tells you what you can do. It limits what you can do. And it tells you what you can't do. And our Constitution does the same thing, only it does it for the government. And we need to understand that as a people, it doesn't do, our Constitution does not limit the citizenry at all. It is not a limit on me or you. Okay? It is a limit on those who represent us, those who are judges, those who are our representatives and our senators and our president. It is a limit on them. This is the boundaries that you operate in our government. And we have been the ones for at least 150 years who have sat back and allowed them to abuse their authority, usurp it. It's ended in bloodshed. It continues to grow into this tyrannical beast. Why? Because people aren't standing up. But this is my point. Now we have guys who will stand up. And I want to ask you out there, those of you listening, why won't you stand with these men? Oh, he wasn't paying his this, that, and the other. Stop right there. The question you need to ask yourself is, did he owe that under our Constitution? Okay? Under the Constitution, not what everybody tells you. Show me the language in the Constitution that says the federal government should be owning that land, leasing it out, demanding people have it, and if you don't pay it, by goodness, we're going to send in an armed military complete with snipers. We're going to kill your cattle. We're going to threaten your family. We're going to threaten and imprison you for the rest of your life, basically, is what some of these guys are facing. And how dare you stand up and tell us that we're in the wrong for that? I want to ask you, many of you out there wonder where the George Washingtons are. You wonder where the Thomas Jeffersons are. You wonder where, you know, all of these great patriots are. I'll tell you where some of them are sitting. They're sitting out there in the Southern Nevada Detention Center because they stood. They stood. And they're not just standing for you guys. They're standing for everybody because these are things that apply to all of us. And if we don't understand that our government can just haphazardly go and just, I don't know, pick land that they want to make a national monument and say, this is now federal land. With the signing of a pen, Congress isn't even involved or anything. Not that they should be able to do that anyway under our Constitution. Again, there are ways our Constitution lays that out. But do you know that over 90% of the land in Nevada is owned by the central government? Or is, let me change that, has been usurped and claimed to be owned by the central government. But our Constitution will have none of that. None of it. And here these men are in jail. And now, if they ever get a trial, the judge wants them to come in shackles and chains for the entirety of the trial. Again, it's to put in the minds of the jurors when they see them, these guys are guilty. That's what it is. There's no security threat here. In fact, that's one of the things, the ruling that I was citing from the Ninth Circuit Court. Says all of these requirements apply regardless of a jury's presence or whether it's pre-trial, trial, or sentencing proceeding. So stop and think about that. Pre-trial, they're not to be shackled, they're not to be handcuffed. Trial, they're not to be shackled, they're not to be handcuffed. Even if they're found guilty and they come to a sentencing proceeding, they're not to be shackled and handcuffed. They're not to be treated like that. Criminal defendants, like any other party appearing in court, are entitled to enter the courtroom with their heads held high. They're only accused at that point. No evidence has been presented that they are guilty, and therefore they should be treated as such. And the burden of proof is on the prosecution to present guilt. That's the issue. So, this is what is being countered. And P. Santilli's lawyer has filed a motion in this issue. In fact, the ruling went on to state, we must take seriously how we treat individuals who come into contact with our criminal justice system. From how our police interact with them on the street to how they appear in the courtroom, how the justice system treats people in these public settings matters to the public's perception, including that of the defendant. Practices like routine shackling and perp walks are inconsistent with our constitutional presumption that people who have not been convicted of a crime are innocent until proven otherwise. I agree. You say, well, what about the Muslims? Okay. You know what? I understand they got a really bad ideology. I understand it's a death cult. I understand all of the things of jihad and all that stuff. I do. But even in that situation, if you got one of them, what do you do? You've got to bring the evidence to prove them guilty. Unless they're confessing to it. And if they're confessing to it, I don't see why you need a trial. You know, a couple of rocks, a .22 will do it. Let it be declared that they confessed to it or they've been found guilty. And let's not hem-haw around about it. See, we won't bring justice to people when they commit murder. What we want to do is commit injustice. We want to go on an evolutionary tie, and we want to take them and stick them in a little 8x8 cell like a dog. Okay? Then we want to make all the victims pay for them to live the rest of their life. That's an injustice to the criminal. It's an injustice to the victims. God had it right in issues like that. You deal with them if they're found guilty in the way that leads to death. Do I want people to die? No. But that should be the warning. These are the consequences for when you break the law, when you transgress the law. Now, plenty of things here that we could talk about with that. I want to move into this Nancy Pelosi article that I just got through doing, because I think this kind of, you know, some of this is the same mentality that continues to go on. So if you want to check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's called Judge and Bundy Case Wants Defendants in Chains for Trial, Attorneys Challenge Rights Infringement. There's also some information at the bottom if you want to write these guys, encourage them, or maybe send a donation to them, or help with the house there that takes care of some of the women who are coming into town. Their husbands are on trial. Please do that. Trust me, I've been out there. These people they're doing it just out of the goodness of their heart. They want to take care of each other. And I think that they deserve us coming behind them and supporting them with our prayers, letters, and finances. So if you can, please help out that. That's at the bottom of the article. Another one from sonsoflibertymedia.com did this one prior to this last article. Pelosi invokes founding fathers to attack Trump and advance bloated federal bureaucracy. Now, I wish I had the audio to play. I mean, I've got it, but I don't know how to do that, seeing that I'm broadcasting from a remote location. But you just have to go and see the video if you haven't seen it. Most of you have seen where Nancy Pelosi talks like a crazy woman about the word and the word and the word, and she makes no sense, talking about John 1. This is a lady who is a self-professing Roman Catholic who supports the unfettered beheadings, dismemberment, murders of the unborn in the womb. And yet, she goes on this show on MSNBC in the midst of, you know, the James Comey hearings. After that, she went on today, earlier this morning. And they were talking about the hearings, and they brought her in, and they called her the speaker-to-be, because these guys smell blood in the water. They think Democrats are going to come back. And it wouldn't surprise me, because Republicans don't seem to have the man parts to go ahead and do what they say they want to do, which is limited government, make it smaller, downsize it, get out of the tyranny of health care and all of this other stuff. They talk a good game when they want your vote, and then they turn on you just like that as soon as they're in office again. Okay? So it wouldn't surprise me a bit to see Democrats come right back, and there's no need for us to trust Republicans anymore. I'm just going to tell you, if that's the case. Of course, I don't trust them anyway. I say put your money where your mouth is. Okay? And some of them have actually done that. However, what gets me is the guy Joe Scarborough, he was the host. And one of the things he wanted to do was talk about Trump's challenging of institutions, specifically the press and such. And we're up against a break, so on the other side of the break, we're going to pick that up, and you're going to be amazed at what Nancy Pelosi has to say.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Bradley on Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Last segment. Okay, let me set the stage for you. Nancy Pelosi comes on MSNBC's Morning Joe this morning, and Joe Scarborough kind of sets it up, introducing her as the speaker-to-be, and asks how she was doing, and here is her response. Now, listen very carefully. She said, the country is great. She didn't say how she was doing. She said, the country is great. It can withstand anything. God is always with us. So I think we can survive. God is always with us, so I think we can survive. Well, one thing's for sure. If we survive 8 years of usurpation in the White House by BHO, surely we can do it by a guy who at least will push back some, maybe not as much as we would like. He's definitely not been the fighter that he claimed to be. He's caved on a couple of issues just without even a fight. But here's the thing. The utter hypocrisy of Nancy Pelosi is just absolutely amazing. To invoke God? Talk about, man. Yes, God is with us, Nancy. But currently, he's with us in judgment. Especially on those who seek to promote the most abominable acts of infanticide, murder, homosexuality, and idolatry in the fashion that she and her comrades do. And you know what? Those on our side that continue to allow it, continue to sort of do this progressiveness in pushing back, you know, that judgment's coming on us too. That same judgment's coming on us. You say, well, Tim, we've got to compromise. It didn't. No, we don't have to. Either it is wrong, for instance, in the issues of children and the murder of the unborn, which, I mean, if it is murder, it's not a right a woman has. You say, well, it's her body. Yes, it's her body to do with in the right way what is pleasing to God. And if she has went and done something to give herself to that, if she's fornicated, she's committed adultery, whatever, and she's gotten pregnant and she's wanting to murder that child to save face over that, it's wrong. You say, well, what if she's been raped? Still doesn't, you know, just because something was done wrong to her doesn't give her the right to do something wrong to somebody else. That life that grows inside of her is not her body. It may be attached to her body, but it's not her body. And this is utter hypocrisy. God says, woe to you. You're going to take my name in vain? He won't hold you guiltless who do such a thing. And here is Nancy Pelosi doing that, thinking that God's with her. Boy, talk about deceived. I mean, really, really deceived. But they move into some of this issue. Scarborough says that under Trump, and it's obvious that's what he's talking about, under Trump, the judiciary has been attacked. Really? How? Because he put in a travel ban from largely Muslim countries. Notice he didn't do it to all of them. I mean, if he really wanted to take it to the Muslims, to be honest, the United Arab Emirates would be on that list. Saudi Arabia would be on that list. I mean, those are the guys who allegedly sent us all the hijackers, right? I mean, the majority of them. Lebanon, right? All those countries would be on that list, but it's not. So he tried to put that in place. Courts said, no, you can't do that. It's unconstitutional. Now, here's the thing I don't get. You're the president. That authorization has been given to Congress to deal with immigration, and then you are to carry that out. So, I don't understand. See, this is why you need a president who actually knows the Constitution, so he can say, you know what, that's a nice opinion you got there. We're going to put it in anyway and come enforce your ruling. Come enforce it. These are things, this is why we need real men, not men who talk a good game, but men who will produce the action. It's one thing to say it, it's another thing to do it. And this is where Donald Trump needs to understand the Constitution and say, you know what? It's a nice ruling. I'm going to impose it anyway. The other was about the press. So what? Donald Trump has shut down some of these questions from reporters. So what? You said, well, that's the actions of a dictator. Well, let me ask you something. If you know the press is out to get you, and we know Donald Trump is no Jesus Christ, Jesus wouldn't have a problem. He'd turn it around on them and catch them in their own snare. Now, Donald Trump's done that to some extent with some of these people, for sure. Wouldn't you shut them down, too? You're not imposing a law. You're not throwing him in jail. You're just saying, I'm not going to take your question. You can't speak here. I'm going to take this guy's question. All right? That is not a violation of the law. He's not writing law. He's not enforcing any law that's unconstitutional when he says, no, I'm not going to take your question. No, you wait and you sit down and be quiet until this person's done. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with him forming an opinion to say, you're fake news. You say, but it sets a precedent. Okay, it sets a precedent that the guy has freedom of speech. He doesn't lose that when he becomes president. Okay? He doesn't. And just for the record, there is no unbiased reporting. And you people say, oh, yes, there is. Search Fox News. It's biased, too. Everybody's biased. I'm biased when I write a story, okay? I'm just going to tell you. Anybody that writes, writes from their worldview and from their perspective. And they're either going to be biased towards the law or they're going to be biased against the law. One or the other. There is no middle ground in that, okay, in our reporting. Here's what Pelosi says regarding Scarborough's statement with that. This is not a strengthening of our country. It is not bringing the country together. And so we have a bigger responsibility, much bigger than politics, Democrat and Republicans, to put this in a place. Does it honor the vows of our founders? Again, such utter hypocrisy, bringing the nation together. See, they like to talk, take this high road. But then when you look at what they actually do, it's the complete opposite. She wants to sound statesmanlike. She wants to sound intelligent. But the truth is, her own willful ignorance, and she is ignorant, is enslaving her and those she represents. It doesn't bring them liberation. Now, Pelosi was not one to say one single word during the usurpation of Barack Hussein Obama's Satora Sabarka. Not one thing. Who stirred up racial tensions like no other president in modern history. I got a question. Where was Pelosi when different classes of people were pitted against one another by the Obama administration? Where was she when he was name-calling and labeling those as terrorists who were pointing to the Constitution and demand that he obey it? She was there defending every single one of his unlawful, unconstitutional actions and every one of his statements. Defending every bit of it. She was not looking to unite. Neither was he. They used that language, but when their actions came forth, they were to divide the people. That's what they were there for. They were to divide us as a country. Now, look, the truth divides. Jesus said so. He said it's going to come even in your own house, right? Son against the mother and the daughter against the father and all these divisions. Why? Because people have to choose a side they're going to be on. You're going to be on the side of truth and law and justice or immorality and injustice and unlawfulness. You got to pick a side. And she said, well, we're hoping that the political parties can sort this thing out and work together. But I got a question for you. If you have those who believe in the law and those who say, well, we know the law is there and we're going to kind of cite it, but when it comes to actually acting, we're not going to act according to the law. How do you get those two to work together? Can two walk together except they be agreed? No, they're going to be at loggerheads. You can't compromise the truth. You can't do that. So again, instead of uniting, she goes on to attack. Trump is an enabler for them, the Republicans, and they are an enabler for Trump for that economic principle, and they sacrifice everything on that altar. Really? What were you doing with Obamacare, Ms. Pelosi? You were sacrificing everything on that socialist mindset of healthcare to enslave people to a tyrannical beast called Washington, D.C. That's what you were doing. She doesn't care for the people. She doesn't care for the Constitution. She doesn't care about God, no matter how many times she invokes his name. She doesn't care about the colleagues that she has in the Republican Party, unless they're rhinos, which means they're really Democrats in their mind. She says, always grant people their position. I respect that they believe something. I don't know what the president believes, but I respect the position. Well, maybe he thinks some things you disagree with. How can you respect that? Anyway, take a look at that on sonsoflibertymedia.com. In 23, Bradley will be here with you for 2 hours on Saturday. Tune in then. Until then, God bless you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.